You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 31, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. DRC's Peace Puzzle: Unpacking the Conflict. The Democratic Republic of Congo and the M23 rebels signed a declaration of peace in Doha, Qatar, on July 19, 2025. This agreement followed a separate peace deal between the DRC and Rwanda signed in Washington, D.C., on June 27, 2025. While the earlier deal addressed broader regional conflict, it did not include M23, which remains a central player in ongoing violence. Despite these agreements, fighting continues in eastern Congo, particularly in north and south Kivu provinces. M23 launched a new offensive in January 2025, clashing with the Congolese army and other armed groups. The M23, a non-state rebel group, is accused of receiving military support from Rwanda, though Kigali denies involvement. Even without state backing, M23 is financially self-sufficient through illicit mining and smuggling. They remain outside the Washington Agreement and only began direct peace talks later under Qatari mediation. The Washington Accord sought to end support for armed groups and promote lasting peace. However, within 48 hours of the agreement, M23 resumed territorial offensives, claiming the deal didn't concern them. Qatar continues to mediate with M23 separately, aiming for a ceasefire and broader inclusion in peace efforts. The conflict between the DRC and Rwanda has deep historical roots involving land disputes, poor governance, and ethnic grievances. Rwanda has long backed armed groups in eastern Congo, including previous iterations of M23. This history has helped entrench cycles of violence and instability. Peace efforts have failed repeatedly over the past 25 years, leaving civilians disillusioned. Other non-state armed groups like the Wazalendo further complicate peace implementation. The DRC-Rwanda agreement calls for disarmament and cessation of state support for these groups. Still, it has been criticized for failing to address war crimes and ensure justice. Civilians continue to suffer as armed groups operate with impunity. In eastern DRC, sexual and gender-based violence remains widespread and devastating. Children represent nearly 40% of survivors of such violence in North and South Kivu. During peak conflict, UNICEF estimated that a child was raped every 30 minutes. Despite diplomatic moves, human rights violations persist on a massive scale. The region's mineral wealth adds to the conflict's complexity. DRC holds vast reserves of critical minerals essential to high-tech devices and weapons. Areas like Kamanda are rich in resources, attracting foreign and domestic competition. The U.S. has a strategic interest in securing access to these materials. While mineral wealth fuels violence, it is not the root cause. Unequal distribution and lack of regulation often allow armed groups to profit. Peace efforts must ensure that minerals benefit local communities rather than prolong conflict. The peace agreement emphasizes international law and disarmament of armed factions. However, enforcement remains vague and weak. There is no clear plan to monitor Rwanda's compliance or penalize future violations. Some observers call for sanctions if Rwanda fails to withdraw support for M23 within 3 months. M23's role after the agreement is still unclear, especially since it continues launching attacks. Meanwhile, the withdrawal of Southern African Development Community forces on April 29, 2025, raises security concerns. This exit leaves civilians more vulnerable in areas like North Kivu. Rwanda's actions remain critical as its support for M23 shapes the conflict's direction. International actors like the U.S., Qatar, the African Union, and the UN must maintain pressure. They must ensure that peace talks address root causes, not just symptoms. A timeline of recent events shows the intensity of diplomatic efforts. On April 25th, the DRC and Rwanda signed a Declaration of Principles for Peace. On June 27th, they signed a formal peace deal in Washington. On July 19th, the M23 rebels and the DRC signed a separate declaration in Doha. While promising, these agreements need strong enforcement and broad inclusion. The violence in eastern Congo is a symptom of deep, unresolved issues. Lasting peace requires accountability, disarmament, and shared prosperity. Civilians deserve safety, justice, and a future free from fear. The international community must support peace efforts without letting mineral interests override human needs. Copyright African Elements.